Good morning. My name is Ed Holohan, and this is The View from Here. I had an early appointment at the dentist, early being 8 a.m. I walked in at 7:50. I'm always early, and at the desk there was a hand-scribbled note which said, "We're in a team meeting. We'll see you at 8. There was a young man already sitting in the waiting room. He was completely glued to his phone, 6 inches from his nose, gaming or texting. He never looked up. I wish I had said hello. I didn't. I took an empty chair and did not take out my phone. 2 minutes later, another man walked in. He read the sign at the desk and took a seat across the room. He did not acknowledge either of us. He pulled out his phone. I think he was reading messages. Another man walked in a few minutes later. He read the sign. He sat down 2 seats away from me and took out his phone. There were now 4 men in the room, ranging from, I would guess, 24 to 76. 3 phones out, 1 phone not. 4 men in the room, and not one word said between them for 9 or 10 or 11 minutes. It's fascinating. At 8:01, the receptionist came out to the desk and said, "Well, good morning," in a cheery voice with a radiant smile. One of the men in the room said, "Well, good morning," back to her. It was the 76-year-old. We live in an age where almost everyone under the age of 60 is more comfortable being attached to a communication machine than they are communicating in person with another human. We're not at the point where people have stopped talking to each other, but we are at the point where personal verbal connections are not the preferred mode. On the positive side, the isolated human connected to a powerful device has instant access to the collected knowledge of the world. A personal, live conversation has the human connected to the knowledge held by just one other person in the world, the person they're talking to. The device connects you everywhere. The device in your hand instantly connects you to knowledge and entertainment, truly unlimited facts and fun. You could literally spend the rest of your life texting, researching, and playing without ever needing another human being. But before we go too far down that bleak road, let me take you back 500 years when the printing press and the books they produced were rapidly spreading across Europe. New technology, technology that put the collected knowledge of the world at the fingertips of anyone who knew how to read, new technology that began the erosion of hierarchical ownership of information. New technology that began the steady decline of oral tradition. New technology that made it possible for us to learn and be entertained all by ourselves. Older humans who had been the sole source of knowledge were horrified. Their pecking order was crumbling. They became measurably less necessary for religion, education, and entertainment. Hey, if I can get Psalms, Science, and Sophocles from a book, then why do I need Grandpa? It was troubling then. It's troubling now. So how should we handle it? Well, maybe a change in perspective is a place to start. If I'm no longer necessary for math, history, and grammar, then maybe I should pay more attention to qualities that are much harder, impossible maybe, for machines to replace. Wisdom, for instance, the nature of things, kindness and empathy, when to speak out and when to shut up. The list of what I might actually be useful for is much longer than I thought it was. People, especially old people, really are necessary to the healthy growth of the generations to come. Really, we are. Okay, I'm feeling much better than when I began this piece. Much better indeed.